our power, our life source, our everything. We seek him constantly for more. The result is hope. Verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, thinking of the end even, then you also will appear with him in glory. Why? Because you're already affixed on him, even obsessed with him. We don't submit to morals, practices, experiences. We submit to Jesus. We can worry about our culture, can't we? How do we fight a culture that's losing its morals today? What do we got to do to fight? And I'm not against fighting. I'm not against that. And I don't think Paul is either. But who do we submit to? Do we create a commune and set up our moral standards according to Scripture and forget and avoid the world? Or do we fight it tooth and nail and decide I'm going to burn it down if it doesn't look like what Christ looks like? What if we seek Christ? Who is our life? What if we lead each other and our kids to discover Jesus in a safe environment where they can find him? What if we disciple people in how to seek him and to meet with him? Actually, it's one of the beautiful things we're doing right now that we've heard from the Lord in our Sunday school time in the morning on Sundays. It's a lot more about encountering God. And I love that. There's a dangerous way of Christianity that simply becomes moral seeking, a seeking of morals. It becomes about submitting to regulations, like Paul was addressing, which simply then brings guilt and shame. Guess what? In Christ, guilt and shame go away. This was my teenage experience, where I was taught that if I did something wrong, then I wasn't saved, and I had to come back again and try all over again. Guilt and shame, shaming you into eternity, doesn't quite work. No, we have a God who wants to release you of all shame that you've ever felt and bring freedom that you've never experienced. Because he bore it on the cross and he died and it is dead. And yet we take it up and say, this is mine. I do it. I wonder then today if we can affix our gaze yet again. Turn our minds back to Jesus in a bit of a prayer response. And if this needs to take the rest of our time today, I'm good with that. This is going to be a self-led time for you this morning. Since I just talked about giving us space to meet with Jesus, I should probably give us some space to meet with Jesus. Here's four prayers as an example. One could be this. And these are all you and Jesus focused, or us and Jesus focused, where it's Jesus focused. So Jesus, where do I have shame in my life? And if I just sit and listen in that question, I bet something's going to rise to the surface pretty quick. Man, this brings lots of shame in my life. But you notice I didn't just leave it at a question. There's a process. Lord, I release that shame. Just release it. Let him take it back. Maybe for you, number two is better. Where am I failing to follow the rules? Where am I failing to follow the rules? Maybe things will start to flood your mind, and the answer to this maybe isn't where you think. It's a confession. It's, Lord, I confess I follow rules more than I lean on you. Right? Rule-breaking brings shame. That's what the Israelites figured out. I confess I follow rules more than lean on you. Maybe that needs to be your prayer today. Maybe it's three, maybe it leans into four. God, I seek you today. Maybe you just need to send moments in this space here today and just seek him. Which means just giving simple attention to him here today. Allowing him space. You are my power and my strength. And fourthly, and you could do all four if you want, God, give me ideas on how to seek you. And just sit with that. Let him bring things to mind of how you can bring your attention to him. Let him define that today. I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to give you some moments to do that. So Jesus, we open up this room to you today. I pray that, Lord, one of these ways here today, maybe one of the four, maybe something else came to our heart that can lead us into a space with you today. Maybe we felt shame and pressure. We need to release that to you today. Bring that to our minds and hearts. Maybe I'm holding on to an experience or a tradition that I think is the godly way. Do you address that in my heart today? How I lean on that more than you, like an idol. Give us ways to seek you. We open this space to you, Lord, for a few minutes. So take some time with the Lord. Many of you are still in prayer, and that is good. Maybe you still need to continue to release things or confess or seek. I encourage you to continue that here today. Some of you need to work this out in a group, and so we want to allow a space for both of these today. So if you want to, you can turn to people around you or seek people out who maybe you don't see that are praying. If someone's praying, just let them be. Let them seek the Lord here today. But if you need to work out what God is doing in you in a group here today, I'd encourage you to do that. I just have three questions on the screen now that could lead you in that time. Or you could simply say, here's what I experienced in my prayer time just now. That could be a powerful way as well. So you have those two options for the next 10 minutes or so. Can you get together with some people, chat about some things, or you can continue to seek in these moments. So I release you to do that for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll end with a little song here as we leave. Not I, but Christ in me. He's the answer. Maybe you need to spend more time in prayer this week and today, and I would encourage you to do so. We'll meet again next week here, same time, same place. You can bring a friend if you want. But until then, let me give you this as a benediction. I think it's the same one I gave last time, but it's so relevant, from Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Looking forward to seeing you next week.